In today's program, we're going to learn Hilchos Tamid Torah, Perek Beis, Gimel and Dalet. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Meshivim Malam Ditinekes B'chol Medina Medina, V'chol Pelech V'Pelech, V'chol Ir V'Ir. We appoint teachers in every land, in every region, and in every city. V'chol Yishim Botinekes Shal Bisrabon. If there is any village that does not have children who study Torah, Machrimin Es Anshi Ho'ir, Achim Meshivim Malam Ditinekes. We put the population of the city under Chedim until they establish teachers for children. If they didn't establish Mechrim and Esair, we consider the city as to be under Chedim. Because the world only exists through the breath of the mouths of children who learn Torah. We bring a child to the school, to his teacher, at the round of age 6 or 7, depending on the strength of his body. Under 6, we don't bring him to school. The teacher has permission to employ punishment to the child in order to establish his authority over them. However, he has no right to smite them as a wicked person would, or as an angry person would. He shouldn't smite them with sticks or with whips, but with a small strap. He teaches and he sits and teaches them the entire day and a bit of the night, to train them to learn Torah by day and by night. The children should not be idle, be doing nothing except for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, towards going into those days. So Friday afternoon and Erev Yom Tov, or Yom Tov during Yom Tov itself. Al b'Shabbos and Kedem, says the Rambam, during Shabbos and Kedem b'tchila. The students don't read, don't learn a new subject, but they do chazar about what they already learned that week. We don't interrupt the students' learning, even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. A teacher who leaves his students and goes and does something else, or he does something else whilst he's teaching them, or he doesn't do his work and he's lazy in teaching them, he's included in the admonition that Yirmiyahu gave, who said, "Cursed be he who performs the Eibishter's work in a oifen of Remiah deceitfully." It's only proper to select a teacher who is a Yiddish Rumaim and who is able to teach them at a fast pace and is able to instruct them carefully. A man who doesn't have a wife, Yonami Tinekis, should not teach, because of Mitzat Chashad, of the women, of the mothers, of the children. V'chol Isha, and every woman, Yonami Tinekis, should not be a teacher of small children, because of the fathers of the boys who come to collect their children. 25 students after one teacher. If there are more than 25 students, we appoint an assistant to help the teacher. If there are more than 40 students, we divide the class into two and give them two teachers. A child may be transferred from teacher to teacher, who is more capable in teaching, whether it be in learning the actual written law, the script, or the grammar. But man, when does it above apply? Both in the same city, there was no river, and there was no river that separated between the teachers of them. But from one city to another city, to take the child from even in the same city, from one side of the river to another, we don't transfer the child to another teacher. Unless there was a slight structure over the river that wouldn't fall down quickly. If a person who lives in an alley wants to become a teacher, even if he lives in the same courtyard as other houses, none of his neighbors are able to protest. A teacher who comes, a pasach by salami tinekes betzide, and opens a school right next door to him, in order to open shop and have children come to him to study by him. Or even with the intention that some of the children who go to the teacher next door should come to his place. The teacher number one has no, isn't allowed to protest. Shenema Hashem chavetz mantzitkei, yagdol teira v'yadi. Lacha aleph, Perigimol lacha aleph b'shleisha. It's interesting to note that in the Torah, in Hilchos Talmud Torah brings down the Lashon of the Rambam Mamash Mila B'Mila in Simen Reish Mem Vav, but he brings down first Perek Dalet and then Perek Gimel. So the Rambam Perek Gimel. So she said, "Nichtru Yisrael." The Yidden were conferred with three crowns: Keser Torah, the Keser Kohuna, the Keser Malchus, Keser Kohuna, the Keser of priesthood, Zochah Bayaharin. Shenema vahisalei lazare achrav briskon aselim kesa malchus the crown of kingship zocha be David shenema zare ilan yevichise kshemesh negdi kesa teira the crown of teira v'munuch ve'emid emuchum nochay yisrael any yid can come and take it shenema teira tzivon onu meisha merashu kilos yankiv kol mishi yitzu yavav yita shenema teimer shayis maksom hakdelim kesa teira one may think the crowns of priesthood and kingship are greater than the crowns of teira harehu oimis says Rambam this is not so shteit in mishli bi malachim yimleichu v'reizim yichayiku tzedek and as the Gemara in Yom explains that the one who coronates the king is higher than the king. Muzman Zagan, that if those who learn Torah become Malachim, that means that the Torah is a coronator, and that means that the Torah is higher than Keser Kohune and Keser Malchus. Bisarim Yoseiru, Halamadata from Hebrew and Shekeser Torah, Golden Mishneim, that the crown of Torah is greater than both. Lacha Beis Am Chachamim, Say the Chachamim, Mamzer Tamad Chachem, Tamad Chachem was a Mamzer, Kedem, King Gadol Ma'aretz, takes precedence before King Gadol, who is an ignoramus, Shnema Yukarihim Epninim, which we learn that King Gadol Shnichnas Lathnayim Rufnim, that those who learn Torah are more precious than the King Gadol who's Mipninim, who goes into the Kedesh Kedashim. There's no other mitzvah that is equal to the limit of the Torah. El Talmud Torah can call mitzvahs Kulan. Learning Torah is equal to all of the mitzvahs. Talmud may be the ma'aseh because learning brings to action. Therefore, study takes precedence over ma'aseh in all cases. If a person had either to do a mitzvah or learn Torah, if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, he shouldn't stop his learning. If not, he should pause his learning, do the mitzvah, and go back to his learning. When a person comes to Beis Shamayil, the first aspect of his judgment will be about his learning, and then about the other deeds that he did. Therefore, the Chacham said, person should always learn Torah, whether for the Torah's sake or not, because eventually a person will come to learn Torah l'shma. If person wants to be mekayem mitzvah properly, wants to be crowned with the Keser of Torah, he shouldn't focus his mind on the he shouldn't intend to acquire Torah and richness at the same time. Quoting a Mishnah from Ovis, says that Amam Kachi Darkos Shal Teira Pas Menach Teichav Maim Besur Tishav Al Tishan V'Chay Tzar Tichya V'Teira Ata Omil V'Lo Yilech Al Dover Ligmei. It's not upon you, it's not incumbent upon you to finish Gantz Teira V'Lo Yata Menachin L'Bal Tumim Menach. Nevertheless, a person shouldn't think that he's not going to be involved in the limit of Teira because it can't be finished. So the Rambam is Nishta Zay L'Lo Yata Menachin L'Bal Tumim Menach V'Yim Hir Beis Ha Teira Hir Beis Ha Sachar V'Sachar L'Fi Ha Tzar. A person's Schar for limit of Teira is commensurate to the difficulty invested in learning. Perhaps one will say, let me first make money, then I'll come back and learn. Let me first not be involved and finish my business transactions, then I'll come back to learn. If you think that this is how you're going to be zecher for the kisser teira, this isn't so. Make your focus on limud teira, and business is a side thing. As the Mishnah says, don't say when I have free time I'll study. Perhaps you will never have free time. Was the part of the Kotzke. Don't say that your shlichus is to learn Torah when you have time. Dafka, when you have no time, that is when you're supposed to be learning Torah. The Torah is not in the heavens or across the sea. Explains it. What does that mean? It's not in the heavens. It's not found by those who are haughty. Those who are constantly travel. That's what the Chachamim say, that not anyone, not all who are involved in business become wise in limud Torah. The Chachamim have a mind basic by saying Torah. The Chachamim also commanded minimize business activities and occupy yourself with limud Torah. Torah is compared to water. To tell you, and just like water doesn't gather at the tip of a mountain, rather it trickles down to a place, to a receptacle. So too, Torah isn't found by the huti v'lebel of kol kva lev el bedako shval ruach shemis abik ba'afereg lechachamim, only by those who sit in the dust of the tamid of the legs of tamid chachamim. And remove the pleasures and desires of this world from the heart. They're involved in a small amount of parnasa, enough for the sustenance. If they have nothing else to eat, the rest of the time, day and night, they'll learn Torah. Whoever thinks that they're going to learn Torah and not be involved in any business at all, and just for charity, it is a chilas Hashem. He's profaned Hashem's name of business Torah. V'chibem eir hadas v'garim rola atzmi v'not achayim v'olam haba. The fisher also learns from divrei Torah by olam has a person forbidden to have any hanoi from learning Torah in this world. Am chacham said the chacham kol v'nenam divrei Torah not achayim v'olam. Don't make Torah a shovel which you're going to dig with it. Any limud Torah that isn't involved with making a parnasa, sefer betelu gereres oven, v'sefer adam zeshe him alastim sabriyas. Ultimately, such a person will steal from others. It's a great and tremendous advantage for a person who derives his parnasa from his own handiwork. This is a person is able to be zeicher for all good in this world and the next world. A person doesn't
acquire Torah unless he's permanently applied to it.
Not by those who are involved in constant pleasure and eating and drinking, or only by those who kill themselves, so to say, upon nimud Torah. Then a constant discomfort. And don't let their eyes have any sleep.
Torah only finds its place by those who give up their life in the tents of the Chacham.
This is the Torah that has remained with me.
In a base of medrash, won't forget his line quickly.
Whoever learns in Torah in private will become wise.
The person who verbally
says what he is learning, whilst he is learning, his limud Torah will be permanent. A person who learns quietly will quickly forget.
Even though it's mitzvah to learn midday b'night, and other than lami d'rei chachmas, the person learns the majority of his chachma b'night.
Fichas says the Rambam, Mishra tzu liskes b'kesa teira, yizore b'chol l'leis, v'lai abda filo echad mehem b'shena v'chila v'shti v'sicha v'chiyetza b'hen, el b'talma teira v'divri chachma.
Person who wants to be zeich v'kesa teira shouldn't waste his nights with eating and drinking and idle talk. Rather, it should be involved with nimud ha-teira and words of wisdom. Am chachamim, ein drin nosh ha-teira elo b'layla, shenem kum roni b'layla, v'chol eisik b'teira b'layla, chut shul chesed nin shachal b'yim. Person who's learning teira at night, a chut shul chesed will be a strand of the divine favor will be extended over him during the day.
Any house that the words of him not heard it in it by night, fire will consume.
This pasuk refers to someone who doesn't care about Torah, what the Torah says.
Whoever is able to learn and doesn't learn, or learned and then went to be involved in the vanities of this world, and left his learning of Zanachi and abandoned it.
Whoever abandons the Torah in a state of wealth will end up ultimately abandoning Torah and not being able to learn it because he will be poor.
Whoever learns Torah in a state of poor, whilst he is poor, will ultimately learn Torah in a state of richness.
When we had whatever we needed, we then ended up serving our enemies.
We only teach Torah to a Talmud, to a student whose actions are fitting, or a person whose behavior is unknown.
If we know that he's behaving in an improper manner,
we first bring him back, and we make sure that he practices the correct path, and we check him.
Then we bring him into the base of Medrash.
Whoever teaches the Talmud
who is not in the right state to be in the base medrash is as if he has served the vina veida zara. Shneim kitrev ben bad gema kineis nechzel kavit vin kavit al teru shneim kavit chacham nin chalo. Chain so too harav shein ahirich b'derech teva. If a teacher isn't going the correct path, af bisha chacham gadol he, even if he's very wise, v'chal ha'am tzrichen loy, and the entire nation of Israel needs him. Aim islam de mimeno, we forbidden to learn teru from him at shuv lamutav until he returns back to the correct path. Shneimah kisif sichein yishmer dasu teru yivakshem apil kemal chashem tzvakisu. Explains the Rambam, Amr Chachamim, said the Chachamim, Im Harav Deim Malach Hashem Tzvakeis, Teri Vakshim Epiu. If the teacher is like a Malach, behaves like a proper mensch, then you can learn Teri from him. Im Lav, Ali Vakshim Teri Epiu. Ketza Malamdin, how is Teri taught? Rav Yeshu Barash, the Rav, the teacher, sits at the head, Vatamid Mekof in the front of Katara, and the students sit around him like a crown. Kedei Shiyi Yokulam Roim Harav Vashem Dvarav, so that all the students see the teacher and hear what he has to say. The teacher shouldn't be in one level and the students at the other, rather they should all be sitting, all be standing. Originally, the teacher would sit and the students would stand. Before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the practice was that the student and the teacher would be sitting. If the teacher would teach directly to the students, that's what should be done. If you teach through a medium, the medium stands between the teacher and the students. The teacher talks to the medium talks to the student. And when the student asks the question, they ask the medium asks the Rav. And then the Rav, then the medium listens to what the Rav has to say from the teacher, and the medium responds back to the students, to the student who asks. The teacher shouldn't raise his voice more than the voice of the medium. And when the medium is speaking to the Rav, he shouldn't raise his voice higher than the voice of the Rav. The medium isn't allowed to add, detract, or change from the word of the teacher, unless the medium is the father of the teacher or his teacher. Or the teacher's teacher. The teacher can say to the medium, so said my teacher, so said my father. When the medium says what he heard from the teacher to the students, medium mentions the name of the father or the teacher of the teacher in the classroom. Even though the teacher personally didn't mention the name of his teacher or the name of his father, because it's forbidden for one to call one's father or teacher by the name. So therefore, even though when the teacher is talking to the medium, he says, so said my father, when the medium talks to the students, he says, so said the father, and he says his name, what the teacher's father's name was. If the teacher teaches and the students don't understand, he shouldn't become angry, displace anger. He should rather repeat and go over the session again until they understand the depth of the halacha. A student should say, I understand. But he didn't understand. He should ask many times. If the teacher becomes angry, he should tell him, Rabbi, my ability to understand is weak. A student shouldn't be embarrassed from the other talmidim in the class who chapped it the first or second time. And he's only able to understand the Indian after many times. If he's embarrassed from this matter, it could be that he could be walking in and out of the base medrash and not be learning anything. A student who's embarrassed won't learn, and a teacher who becomes angry very easily shouldn't become a teacher. Shouldn't be a teacher. But medvim when does the above apply that the teacher shouldn't display anger? If he notices that the students didn't understand because the concept is a deep concept, or the capability of the student is very limited. If however the teacher notices the reason why they don't understand is because they're not paying enough attention, the teacher has the responsibility to embarrass them in a way that will cause them to pay more attention. In vain to this said the Chachamim Zreik Mora Betalmidim. The Fikach Ein Rei L'Rav Lina Kaos Reish L'Fin HaTalmidim. The teacher shouldn't behave in frivolous manner before his students. V'la Lisrek B'Fanim, not to be in jest before them. V'la Lechav Lishis Mayim, not to eat or drink with them. K'tish Teimasi Alein. In order that his fish will be on them. V'yumundum Imenem HaMehira. So they should study from him quickly. We don't ask the teacher a question until he sits down and he's able to concentrate. Similarly, a student should ask the question until he sits down and he rests. Two questions shouldn't be asked at the same time. We don't ask the teacher from a different topic, only from the topic that they're learning, in order that the teacher shouldn't be embarrassed. The teacher has the authority to trick his students with certain questions or actions that he does before them, in order to sharpen them, make them more clever, in order to see if they remember what they learned or not. And we don't need to say, it's self-understood that the teacher is able to ask them questions regarding different topics that they're learning in order to involve them. A question and answer shouldn't be given standing. Not from a height distance, not from a length distance, not from behind the elders. They shouldn't ask the teacher from the topic that they're learning. They should ask in the attitude of awe. A person shouldn't ask an Indian that involves more than three halachas on the subject that they're learning. If you have two people who asked the rabbi a question, the teacher a question, if one student asks something to do with the point that they're learning and one regarding a different point, so the teacher pays attention to the one who asked the point. It's a question regarding action, or question doesn't involve action. Now, if the two students who are asking, one was a chacham and one was a student, the teacher first takes care of the question of the chacham. Talmud v'am ha'aretz nisak on the Talmud. Shnei chachamim, if whoever both were chachamim, shnei talmud and both were students, shnei am ha'aretz, shalosh shnei b'shtei halachis, b'shtei tshuvas, b'shtei shelis, shnei ma'asim. So now, none of the questions that are being asked to the teacher has precedence. So rishus b'adam ha'tagami atah, the authority is in the hand of the spokesperson to give over the question to the teacher in whichever way that he desires. One shouldn't sleep in the base of medrash. Whoever sleeps in the base of medrash, his Torah will be torn into shreds. Only words of Torah should be spoken in the Beis HaMedrash. Even one who makes a hachu, and even if we don't see tzugas in the Beis HaMedrash, and the lachas kam v'kamer, don't talk any other idle talk. Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, says the name of the kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, the sanctity of the study, exceeds that of a shul.